The Viridian Nutrition range of 200-plus award-winning products includes vitamins, minerals, herbs, nutritional oils, specialty supplements, tinctures, and balms, all formulated to be healthful, efficacious, and pure. By choosing our Viridian Nutrition range, you are one step closer to your goal of 100% wellness. Ethical vitamins with an organic heart. Available at all Browns outlets. Browns and you.
Welcome to The She Word, conversations women rarely have but really should. My name is Sasha. I am your host for this edition of The She Word, the young women's edition. And today we are diving into a topic that challenges the norms and the idea that there's something wrong if you're not in a relationship, finding happiness and success as a single woman. So let's be real. The world often tells us that success for women is about finding the one, settling down, having kids, and just living happily ever after. But here's the truth. Success isn't defined by relationship status. It's about living authentically, being yourself, pursuing your passions, and building a life that you're proud of. So today we're exploring the growing movement of women thriving independently, breaking free from what society expects, and defining success on their own terms. So I'm joined at the table today by three incredible women, and I can say confidently that we've all got one thing in common: our relationship status. Yay! So, no pressure. We've got Nikki Muscat, who is a 30-year-old, two-time swimming Olympian, used to be a nurse by profession, and now she runs a swim school and organizes ocean retreats. Welcome to the table, Nikki.
Thank you for having me. Hi, Sasha.
Sarah Greck, a 22-year-old freelance content creator and interviewer, appearing on The She Word for the second time today. She was actually on my first ever episode of this edition. Welcome.
Thank you for having me again, Sasha.
And finally, Olga Rukia, a 27-year-old photographer and videographer from Ukraine who has been living in Malta and making a name for herself for the last 5 years. Welcome.
Thank you.
So now that I've introduced you, I want you to all take a moment to introduce yourselves, maybe elaborate on what I said, just mention anything that you want. Sarah, can you start us off?
Sure. So I'm Sarah. I'm 22, as Sasha said. I have started freelance content creation around 2 years ago. I quit my full-time job, just took a leap of faith. It's been hard, but I'm still going. So that's great. I also volunteer at a horse farm where Sasha joins me sometimes, and I've been volunteering there for a year now. And that place has given me a sense of purpose, which I can't really comprehend right now, but it feels very aligned. And yeah.
So you're posting once that someone told you you're good with Sagittarius, so you prefer horses instead at this point.
Exactly. Yeah. Apparently, okay. I had like a pattern that the guys I had like a crush on were all like Sagittarius. So when I'm like, I think it's just maybe the horses are calling me. So I just went to hang out with some horses instead.
Might be easier.
They're definitely easier. Yeah, I got kicked on the back and it still hurt less than some of the breakups I had. So
we're going to have to talk about this concept after. Yeah.
I need to think about it.
Nikki.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Nikki. Yes. I have been obsessed with water ever since I can remember, as many people know about me. You introduced me very well. I've been to the Olympics twice. Swimming was mostly my whole life growing up. And I run a swim school called Finns Aquatics. I really love what I do. I love working with children and passing on my passion for water to people. And I teach free diving and I host water retreats, underwater retreats abroad and in Malta. So yeah, it's been a long journey and I'm very happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you here. I already told you this. I wanted to have you on the show and you posted a story and you, of your cat, and you were like, I'll find a man when he loves me as much as this cat, or it was something like that. I was like, okay, mental note.
Everyone knows how much I adore Mushu.
Mushu, that's such a cute name.
Mushu, he's black as well.
Like from Beautiful Mulan. Cat.
Yeah, it's the jacket.
And yourself?
So first of all, thank you for having me here. Secondly, I'm stressing up. I need like 10 minutes at least to warm up a little bit. Jesus Christ. Okay, this thing in front of me is just killing me. But anyway, I've been in Malta for the last 5 years. It's been like my first 5 years of freelance experience. So I started from the scratch. It wasn't easy, but thanks to hard work and determination. Finally, I'm here. Having all these opportunities to create exhibitions, to say what I think, to express and to reflect the world the way how it is and how I see it. And yeah, I hope in the future will be more, but so far I'm pretty happy where I am now, and like to create the content, to work with different companies, to work with different people and explore myself and the reality around, let's say. So far, that's it.
I mean, it's quite amazing when anyone finds success independently, but the fact that like you're essentially a foreigner here, you came to a foreign island, and like, look what a name you've made for yourself. Like, that's amazing.
It was a quite of a journey. I came here with 10 euro in my pocket, and it was like, it was a radical decision, but thanks God, Malta gave me a lot of opportunities, so we are here now.
It was worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
Nice. I love hearing these stories. It really inspires me. I get goosebumps every time.
I would
time,
never do it again. Never.
Yeah. Everyone says that afterwards. In the moment, you just push.
In the moment, it sounds like a cool, inspiring movie, but in reality, you really need to work your ass out to actually get somewhere. You know, because some people they write me and they're like, "Oh, where should I start?" and blah blah blah, but. I tell them like just like take the camera and shoot whatever you, like everything every day shoot and after it will work out somehow, but they expect me to tell them like kind of some magical.
But that's because now people expect you know success to come overnight and people forget that you've been in this for years. I feel this as well, and it's so beautiful hearing so many success stories. Like we're all here, and it's really nice to hear everyone's story.
Yeah, I agree. I'm loving the energy here today on this table. Really happy that you're all here.
Life is never plain sailing, but your period is one challenge that shouldn't ever stop you or stand in your way. Tampax is the number one combination for comfort, protection, and discretion. Tampax tampons are independently tested, so you can be certain that there's no harmful substances present. Tampax adapts to your unique body shape to provide you protection even when you're living life to the full. Because nothing should stop you, period.
So before we jump in, I want to share some statistics, like some food for thought, if you may. So in 2022, 28% of women in America identified as single, reflecting a growing trend of women embracing independence. The median age of first marriage has risen from 20 in 1956 to 28 in 2023, showing a shift in priorities for many women. And finally, studies show that single women are more likely to prioritize career growth, which I think is a bit of a recurring theme here, personal development, and meaningful connections outside of romantic relationships. So I think it's safe to say, like, everyone is super successful at this table. You've all made a name for yourself at a pretty young age. So to start things off, like, being single can mean so many different things. It might be a choice, it might be circumstantial, or it might just be where you're at right now in your life. You might be someone who ultimately craves to have a partner that you can build a future with, that maybe you want to settle down with, find, like, have kids. But finding that person is a long process, and there are things, and we'll get to these later, like there's a certain criteria, I would say, that you look for in a person, that once you're happy being single, you're not gonna be so ready to give that away. Like, someone really needs to check all those boxes and like make it worth your while.
There's a crazy amount of things to unpack there.
Yes.
I think we're gonna be here a while.
Yes, so much.
Like,
so,
everyone's having this conversation.
Just like, okay, speaking about the list,
should we pull out our notes? Yes.
So you need to be
right. Oh, I love it.
Nope, not this one.
So just to start off, like, can you share like what singlehood looks like for you? Like what it looks like for you, and like how it fits into your personal journey? Like whatever, whoever wants to start off.
I don't want to be another Instagrammable person who will say something like, The single life is fantastic, and I don't need a man, and all men are assholes, blah, 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 just because, blah, blah. I feel it's like also radical part of like no extra feminism whatever, but in reality like single life is fantastic. Nowadays you can do whatever you want, you can earn as much as you want, you can like you're really like if you live like in a country like Malta for example, you really like you don't have to stick to anyone in reality. But obviously there are some moments when you want to have like when you feel lonely and when you like sad about it, and it's like as you were mentioning before like about this like Christmas evenings when everyone like with couples like this bloody 14th February, thank you so much,
it's coming soon, Valentine's guys,
marketing okay. Strongly overrated, but apart from that, like life have been like quite juicy, let's say, even without it. But still, like, yeah, of course, like, let's talk about physical needs as well. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, sometimes you want to have sex and all these things, you know. So there are some always like pluses and minuses in this kind of life. But I don't think that it's always like a free will choice, let's say, you know, it's sometimes it's like some kind of circumstances and where you seemingly cannot match with anyone. And I'm against this idea, like in East Europe, especially like we have this, that like, it's better to have any man than don't have it at all.
Exactly.
You know, so exactly. I would say like, thank you very much. We call it like carpet on the wall, you know, like this kind of man who just like exists there, like on the sofa, like, okay, I had some good examples in my past, in my grandmother and grandmother stories, and now I'm like, sometimes it's better to be alone, you know, so just like, they wait, and you know, some people, they tell me something like, oh, but you're waiting for a prince on a horse, and I'm like, better to wait for a prince on a horse than to get another carpet on the wall. I'm like, thank you so much, guys.
And the cycle perfect. Ends there.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's nice. It ends there. Yeah, I mean, for me, it's a really deep question. There's a lot that I can say there. I think I've always been someone who, like, I really enjoy my time alone. And I've always really liked my company. And everyone knows me as, like, I'm always, you know, happy. I'm always having a good time. So for me to enter a partnership, it has to be someone that's going to take all that joy that I have already and add on to how much I already enjoy my time alone, which is so, sounds really, you know, a bit silly to say, but it's so rare. And I feel like compared maybe to my friends or people that I know, my opinion is that I don't connect easily. I take time to connect. I cannot connect quickly. Mm-hmm. And that's why, like I said before, I haven't been on a random date since 2016.
Wow. We're gonna come back to this point.
I mean, the dating scene nowadays is something out of a horror movie.
Yeah, I cannot do it.
But I mean, I'm sorry, guys, but in Malta, excuse me, but the market is so limited. Yeah. Like, honestly,
tell
I'm
us
like,
about it.
Oh, but I mean, honestly, girls, I'm
cousins
like,
as well.
I'm like, in my head, like, you cannot date a person who already like went for a coffee with your friend or something. Yeah. But here, like, you're bringing in like anything. Yeah, you slept, doesn't matter. Now we take anything what comes. Like, as long as you're like not like 150, I'm okay.
That's another thing. Yeah, it's true though, because I feel like someone that is going to really add on to what I give myself already, right? So why would I date someone who cannot provide more than what I can provide for myself already? And that's going to be hard because probably that person is going to be 60 and I'm not going to date someone that's 60.
I told you, I knew a 60-year-old that cheated on my 60-year-old friend. So apparently it doesn't stop at 60 either. So
apparently, okay, because good statistics, this is very encouraging.
So a 60-year-old can provide more than what I can provide for myself, but I'm not willing to do it, you know? And it's going to be very, very rare to meet someone, I think, at my age that can, it is rare, that can provide more and make me happier than all the things that I experience when I'm single. I mean, we're all single here. We know our free time is unlimited outside of work and you can fill it with all your hobbies, you know, continue to grow your passions, meet your friends, have fun. And that is hard to give up. Like, I'm so busy, there's no time to date.
But to be honest, like, this is what you're mentioning about, like, sometimes you're getting so busy that you really, like, don't know where to fit there also, like, a dating life.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, it's also complicated. Complicated to find someone who will be okay with that in a way that, like...
That's so funny because it's actually true right now. Like, I mean, obviously I'm on the dating apps. So people will ask me like, can you meet now?
No. You're on dating apps?
I'm so busy. I haven't met anyone because I don't have the time. I'm so busy. And it's also, like I said, I find it very hard to connect. You know, the list is endless. My list of requirements is endless.
And we'll get to that soon. More. I actually want to hear, like, from all of us, like, what is your standard? Like, who...
Oh, standards? Are we talking standards? Just like, I told you before that we already don't have any standards.
I think we're going to...
After 2 years, not...
We're going to be here all night, I think, if we talk about standards. Yeah.
I think for me, like, I had a breakup 2 years ago, but it wasn't just like a simple breakup. It was like a whole reshuffle of my friends. So I lost my ex, whatever, and then my best friend, and everything kind of changed. And what I realized is in past relationships, as a woman, I feel like I do harness a lot of masculine energy. So I feel like a man needs to be a very manly man, but not a manly, like macho, like, oh, I'm so
confident.
Yeah. And
like a gym bro.
Yeah, exactly. Not like a gym bro. Like, oh, you know what I mean?
They're masculine energy, like a nice energy.
And I think if I were to start dating men again, I would like go to bars and tell them, Isma, I have like a frame that needs to be hung up on my wall. Like, can you come do it? And if they can do it, then maybe I can do it. Because I feel like men are losing their...
Is that what I mean by masculinity?
They're like fixing... Okay. I don't know. If I were to date a man, I want him to be someone that like can fix things, can like... Mm. Provide it's a
so
safe space.
I was thinking about this today.
No, seriously, because no, I feel like that's like what my dad used to do. He wasn't it's not that I'm thinking of a boyfriend like what my dad was, but my dad was a very good example. So he wasn't good in school, he was a bit dyslexic, but plumbing, fixing things, whatever, he did them all himself. And now I barely see men that can fucking put up a frame like on the wall, and I'm like, where are your... Even at the farm sometimes, like, people come and go, and I don't know. I feel like if I'm meeting men that aren't in their masculine, then I'm just going to find attraction towards women. Mm-hmm. Because women give me this sense of understanding that I feel like men never...
And
empathy and like safety. And I know that they understand what I'm saying. With a man, like, I feel like I need to over-explain to feel understood. Mm-hmm. So... Yeah.
If I had to talk about standards, like for myself, a non-negotiable that has like become even stronger throughout the years is definitely emotional intelligence. And it is quite shocking how many men lack a basic level of emotional intelligence.
One time I went on a date with this guy after like, I think it was like 6 months since I broke up, and went on 3 dates, then I wasn't really feeling it. And I told him, listen, I'm not ready to date, whatever. He called me a cold, broken bitch.
Oh, classics.
And I'm like, wow. Fiction. And then he's like, I'm sorry, as you can tell, like my intellectual ability isn't as good as my emotional intellect or whatever. I'm like, that sucks to hear because I'm looking for someone that's emotionally intelligent. Like, intellectual is a bonus, but if you don't have the emotional intelligence, then get the fuck out of my life, kind of.
Yep. And also, before, I kind of wanted to mention it, most men, I notice, are quite intimidated by a successful woman. And I want to hear from you if you get called intimidating as much as I do. Constantly. Like, mm-hmm. I think sometimes you get approached less by men just because you're intimidating.
You look straight in your in his eyes.
Yeah. It pisses me off. Like, so many people are like, oh, you're so
sorry.
Like, you're so attractive, blah, blah, blah. Like, you must have men coming up to you so much. I really don't. Like, I start thinking, like, is it me? But I genuinely don't get as approached either because I look unapproachable, or had men say that I'm a bit scary, which, to be honest, I'm like, yes, let's keep it that way, actually. Because I think the problem with my last relationship was that I didn't, like, be my... I was a very soft and, you know, vulnerable with him, and I let him in, kind of. But I felt like if I showed him at the get-go that I'm not someone to be fucked with and, like, stand my ground, then I would have gotten hurt less. So now I'd rather come off as too much than someone that can be stepped on. Like, I'd rather...
Yes.
I don't want to intimidate men, but if they're easily intimidated, then they're not for me, kind of, because...
No, that's what I was about to say.
The bar is so low to intimidate as well. Like, as you said, you can look them in the eye and they'll be like...
Mm-hmm. But that goes back to what you said, the lack of, I think, what we're all feeling and why maybe some of us are still choosing to be single, is that if there isn't that masculine energy and if they're not approaching you because you look intimidating or maybe you're too beautiful for them to even, you know, approach, then that's not the right energy we want to attract. So let it be, and you know.
I like a confident man.
I think that's what's happening. I think
it's complicated. For me, it's very complicated to... like to have this like flirty whatever. I'm confident and like cool only and able to like, I don't know how to explain it, but only when I'm with my camera and like at work, I'm able to like I don't know, to flirt and all these things like that.
Like, but you feel like you're in your power.
But when I'm without, I feel like I'm always like having my cold, rusted bitch face, and like, and I feel like in this case, I'm not like approachable at all. So I don't know. Like, I feel it's literally not easy to. And in general, I think nowadays people don't actually like communicate like this on the streets or whatever. So coming back to the dating apps, hello Tinder. Like, should I put in a sponsor or something? But like, But no, for real, I obviously sometimes I go for a coffee or something. I invented my own system like about this like speed dating. Like, so basically you give only half an hour for the person. And after like, if it's great, you just stay. If no, you just like, I'm sorry, I'm really busy. I have a work and like just escaping.
Yeah, so I need all the tips I'm going to get. I mean, because it's been a hot minute for me.
No, I haven't tried like, dating, you know, apps yet.
Some people, some of my friends, they're like, you know, they go for lunch or something. I'm like, imagine to sit with an idiot for six courses.
Yeah, it's too long.
I'm like, okay.
So much of my time and energy. Yeah.
But saying this, like, I feel like maybe I'm generalizing that maybe I just haven't attracted maybe the men that can like be in their masculine or whatever. And I do still have hope in men. So I don't want to, like we were saying, I felt like feminism is all about like this, I hate men. I don't. I just can't connect with them right now. And until they go to therapy or... like, it's not going to work.
Public service announcement. Please go to therapy.
Go to therapy, get pussy.
Oh my goodness.
But to be honest, I don't know. I feel like we're coming back to the point, but nowadays it's really difficult to say what this masculinity is. And like, because we are also quite masculine nowadays, like women, like we're strong and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I think what is important now is like to find someone who is like, who is able to be open to you, who will be able to not get intimidated by seeing you like being successful or whatever, like where you don't have to kind of suppress yourself and like pretend that you're not as successful as you are. And I think this is like the key of the like kind of successful meeting. I don't know, but so far it's a theory. Never happened to me.
So I love that you're all giving off the type of like vibe that you're happy alone. And this is really important because someone cannot make you happy unless you make yourself happy. And I want to see what you guys think about the statement. Like, I think oftentimes we might seek a relationship because we're feeling lonely.
Mm.
Not necessarily because that person is ready to kind of enhance, like the way you described it before, Nikki, like you're already like very joyful. If you're gonna choose something, they need to add to that joy, they need to enhance it. So what do you think about this? Like,
again,
how can you expect someone to make you feel fulfilled if you're not fulfilled alone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big one. Again, a lot to unpack.
so much
unpack.
Might need a part two.
Well, I think for me, like most of us here, the goal has always been to eventually find a life partner, you know, to build on and live on all our amazing experiences together. But like we said before, if they cannot add on to the life that you already have, I've been like all of us here have been in situations where you had to give up, you know, some of your joy, and you realize that you're giving up some of your joy during the process, and especially when we're younger, and you realize, no, you know, this is not what I want for myself. And 100%, we've all felt that you cannot be happy when you're relying on someone else to make you happy. And I think we all really come to it when we're younger and we just came out of a relationship and you realize that you actually weren't happy. and you give yourself back all the things that you were looking for in this person, and they all the needs that you felt you needed from this person weren't being given to you, and then you suddenly give it all to yourself and you realize this is bare minimum, you know, this is the bare minimum and I cannot accept anything less. And I feel like when you get to that point, it's a bit scary because like, am I going to be alone forever? Because the bare minimum is not low. Eh?
It's true. I really resonate with all that you just said because it's also reflective of like the journey that I've been on.
Yeah.
Coming out of a long-term relationship. It's definitely not easy when you kind of, you know that you deserve better. So you need to kind of like break your own heart.
Yeah. Over and over again.
Over and over again. Because yeah, like as you said, like the bare minimum is actually quite a lot for a lot of people. Like I find that a lot of people are not equipped to give like the what the minimum. Kind of bare minimum is. And it's like bare.
Yeah, and to make that very clear, to go back on what you said, like we obviously do not hate men.
No, not at all. We love men. We all want to be in a relationship with a man on this table. One foot in, one foot out.
Kind of exactly, yeah.
Soft launch.
This is like our conservative corner, so East Europe. Don't expect to.
And I don't know how it is for everyone else, but for me, from what my experiences I've been through so far, most of my exes, I'm still on good terms with, and I adore them. I love them. They're amazing people.
That's rare to hear.
Really love them. Yes, will forever love them. But it's, you know, when you're giving up that little bit that your soul is really calling out for, and like you said, you end up breaking your own heart, and you break your own heart even more because you've hurt the person that you truly love by having to end it. Mm-hmm. And you keep going through the cycle, you know, until, so it's not an easy process. And it's, for me, I always see it as like, it takes a lot of courage to leave a situation where you feel so loved and you love the person so much, but you know deep down that there is something small that's missing, and you're either going to stay and settle and or you're going to leave. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was always, it's everything or nothing at all. It's always been like this for me.
And at some point, I don't think I'm able to settle, because even if I try to swallow it down, like swallow my needs down, let's talk about needs, it's just going to keep bubbling.
Yeah.
Like until the point that I actually feel it on a physical level, like anxiety and sadness. And then when it gets to that point, it's like, you have to like make the decision and choose yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a beautiful way to put it, like choosing yourself. And as you said, like throwing that love and attention and time and care that you were putting into that person back to yourself.
That's so interesting that you just said that, Aha, because choosing yourself, like when I leave a relationship where on paper it looks so right for everyone else, but for you, you know, and even for you, it feels right, but you know deep down, the person assumes that there's someone else,
mm-hmm.
that someone else is yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's, there's no one else on the side. You know, that's not who I am, but I'm literally choosing my own joy, my little child inside of me that is screaming for something more. So yeah, I can really resonate with what you said.
I think the point, at least for me, like the point of good relationship is to have like kind of a witness of your life. So both of you just witnessing each other, and like sometimes you can share something nice, like, but he doesn't have to be like your twin or something like this, you know, like
mm-hmm.
you keep your joys, but he has his own, and like I think, yeah. But again, another theory, like mm-hmm. never happened to me.
That's
so.
The ideal, eh?
Yeah.
But I think we need to aim to, like we need to, there should be always something, like we need to have an idea, we need to reach to something. Otherwise, it's like, what's the point to like, you know, you cannot get anything what comes and just pretend that you're happy. I think we all need to like aim for something better.
Yeah, like, it takes very mature people and men. And like you said, you know, men don't tend to have as much emotional intelligence as women. And it's not their fault, because it's been proven that they mature later
mm-hmm.
Than women. So we always feel like, you know, we're helping them almost. So we take on that caregiving role and we give and we give and we give. And at the end, you feel depleted. And that's why I think a lot of women feel, you know, depleted and a bit turned off by relationships and have moved away from relationships, or in your case,
yeah.
moved on to women.
But I see that in Malta, women and men, they mostly they have mother and kid relationship. I mean, which is like, I mean, I understand it explains by like mentality and the way how it's like raised. I think nowadays it's different, but I think even like back then, like 10 years ago, it was even worse. Like going from home to home where you're just getting a wife and she's washing your laundry. And
I don't think it's, I mean, in Malta, I feel like it's highlighted more for sure. But I think it's a very international feeling of you've taken on this person, you're caring for them, and then you suddenly feel like I'm mothering you.
My mom once told me, when I was dating my first boyfriend, I remember we ended when I was 18, and my mom told me, she's like, Sarah, you were acting like a 40-year-old wife at 18. And I was like, it's like a slap in the face. And I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be acting like a wife at 18, I guess, you know.
Yeah, my boyfriend at 20 also had me acting like a wife, literally. I mean, he could barely take care of himself. Like, I and that ends up, like, being passed on to you.
Yeah, I fully agree, though. In Malta, I feel like there is this, like,
You know?
I'll wash your socks and, like, prepare your laundry and make you breakfast.
And I was like that in my past relationship as well. Now I'm like, no, actually, can you cook me my lunch? Can you wash my clothes, please? Like,
because we're also witnessing, like, it always baffles me how much things have changed since our grandparents. And as someone whose grandparents are still alive and seeing them, seeing how their culture was, how, like, I think my grandma was, like, what, 16 years old when she got married, like, or when she met, I think when she met my grandfather. So it's like at 16, you met your life partner and you're settling down, and within a few years you have kids. There has been such an evolution that to how we are now, that women are actually almost ending up being like more independent in a way than men. And we're witnessing this, like, this women also want to rely on men. Before it was more like, you know, the woman does the cleaning, she does like takes care of the family, she takes care of the food and everything. But now it's like, the roles have kind of reversed. They kind of switched a bit.
Or you just add their work switching. And she's working.
It's such a big debate, though, because what I feel, I mean, from what men have told me so far, is that they really want to have the sense of purpose in terms of their role. They still want to carry out their role of, you know, taking care of you, being, you know, that kind of supportive system where, and the women, I mean, a lot of women are still having children. So, you know, and still giving that caring role. So what is so confusing to me is that it actually makes more sense and is more convenient for men, for women, you know, to be independent and carry their own lives and have their own time. I mean, maybe not convenient, maybe is the wrong word, because it's convenient for us, for them to have them lean on us in that way. But it's confusing because it makes things easier, you know, us leading our lives and having our own jobs and being independent. It does make the situation easier, because if we didn't, you know, the pressure that the men were feeling before this, you know, that's they still say that they're feeling, you know, all these the suicide rates and, you know, and males is so high because they feel like they expect so much from us and they cannot express exactly how they're feeling. So in reality, it should make things easier. I'm not sure why they've become so taken aback, intimidated by a woman's success.
Because I think it's very confusing. Nowadays, the roles have switched. And like I feel like the pressure for them is even more. This is just like my idea, but I feel like...
In that way, I agree.
Whereas this, like, hunter who is bringing the food for the table, you know, there is nothing like this anymore. Just like,
I think, and what you're referring to as well is maybe when women earn more.
Now I think it's super pressure, you know, when they cannot open your door or something. Like, I feel like the world, development of the world is always like extreme. Or we're going from like when women were locked in their castles in 15th century, or nowadays when we like free and everything. But on the same time, I think already it's getting, maybe at some point, like we already like sometimes don't know which roles are we are in, you know, so it's like maybe I think this also creates pressure for them,
yeah,
for us as well. It's just like sometimes it's confusing even for me. I'm like, what
as
are we
much
doing
as
am I gonna be like a housewife or like
sometimes I wish I could be a housewife, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I was going there actually.
Like, I wouldn't mind, honestly.
As independent as I say I am and like I can do it myself, blah, blah, blah. I kind of switched away from that mentality because yes, I can do it myself. But also if a man can do it for me, then fuck yes, do it for me, kind of. Like if my car breaks down, can I fix it myself? Yes, of course I can.
Probably,
I can
yeah.
take it to the mechanic. I can learn how to do it myself. But if a guy comes up to me and is like, let me do it for you, I'm like...
But that's what I mean. Like, I'm just like,
please, please do, kind of, you know.
But and that's I feel so like, interesting because we find it attractive.
Exactly. And
know?
I feel like
so...
accepting that and like receiving it actually gives the man a sense of purpose. Like, oh, I am needed in this like woman's life in some way in certain moments. Because I feel like sometimes we're like, actually, no. Like, or if a guy like offers your hand for you to go down the step, for example, before I'm like, why the fuck would I take your hand? No, I'm like, actually, yeah, thank you. You know what I mean? It's like...
But I feel there is a choice. I feel there is a choice. So it makes the difference. You know,
for sure.
Like you know
but
that you can do it yourself, but it's like kind of nice to
exactly.
be like, okay.
Like, oh, yeah. And I feel a bit like feminine and I feel like in my power when I accept help sometimes from men. So
especially
finding the balance.
Yeah, because women have gone into their masculine a lot.
Yeah.
So sometimes I have to remind myself that it's like nice to receive.
And it's nice to remain a woman, I guess. Like,
yeah.
But I think we're talking now about like switching the roles. That's what you were saying about like mothering and everything. I think it's normal to switch the roles in a relationship. You can be a mother. He can be your father. But like partly, again, it's not like I feel like we cannot get to extremes in any cases. Like, you know, like sometimes when you're sad or something, it's nice to be like, me, to like, you know, as if he's your father. And like, yes, I'm a little girl. You know, and the same like for him. So I think it's like kind of, we need to explore different sides of relationship and like only in this case it might work. Otherwise, yes, of course, if you're like only mother, it's like, it's almost like sick. Like, we're not gonna go there. Yeah, so this is the way.
No, just because she touched on that like mother-father role kind of thing. It's so interesting though, because I've never seen a relationship like that, you know? I don't know if it's just in my head.
Like what?
I've never seen as, you know, like
mature relationship.
I'm going to take care of this person or he's going to take care of me. It doesn't work like that in my head. It's always been like a 50-50 where we grow and we help each other expand. Like for me, when I think of what I want in a partner, like to go back to your list or our bare minimum or our needs, it has to be someone that is going to expand me on every single level. Like, if I'm going to have to limit or change my life in any way, it's not someone that's expanding me. So it's not that relationship where he's taking care of me and I'm like this damsel in distress, or he's my son and I'm the mother. It's this journey where you're exploring life, but you're two separate individuals growing and expanding each other, you know, in every field.
Supporting like each other.
Exactly.
But my point is that like that you're exploring in this relationship, each part of you.
Yeah.
Which is like, and we all have different, you know, like we can be a child, we can be adult, we can be whatever.
Yes, for
so
sure.
In this case, I feel like that there is like, only in this case it can be called fulfilled, like, you know, so.
Yeah.
I love the quote that goes like, the best thing I can do for you is to take care of me, and the best thing that you can do for me is to take care of yourself. So then like once we're both taking care of ourselves, we can show up in the relationship with an overflow rather than like giving when I'm depleted and then I end up resenting the person because I'm giving them so much and I'm not giving myself, and then you blame the person when it's really my own fault for not filling my own cup before giving.
Mm-hmm. So. I heard a therapist talk about this once online, and it was very much what you were saying, where it's, you know, 100% and it's usually 50-50, but sometimes, you know, we go through hardships and maybe your partner is on the 40 or the 30, so you know you have to step up, and the same happens when the other person is down, you know, and that to me is a proper union. And that's what I'm looking for or what I've been looking for.
What do you think, like what qualities do you think make for a healthy relationship in your opinion?
Conflict resolution.
Oof, that's a big one.
Like,
for me, the strongest and the most powerful tool is always kindness. I feel like to be kind, to remain kind in difficult situations is the most difficult part, and like kindness and patience, I think.
I think what you guys said for sure, but something that's really important to me and that I struggle to find is someone who's really, really excited about life.
Sense of humor.
I was speaking to you about this. Like, I need someone that matches my level of enthusiasm to life. And I don't want to feel like I'm being too much if I'm like being excited for little things. I need someone that's like, you know, that will match that.
To enhance the joy.
What?
I didn't
hear you. One freelancer is enough for me. I want someone with stable job, with normal sense of humor, smart, kind. 7, 9, 9, 0
For me, it's definitely emotional maturity and accountability is a big one. Like, I don't want to like be in a position where I'm explaining to you why what you did was like not okay. Like, that needs to, that understanding needs to come from you. And I've always been called like very mature for my age, like from when I was quite young. Always like, oh, you're so mature for your age. And for me, I find it, I find it very difficult for someone to actually match that. Of course, like, having differing levels of emotional maturity is expected. But I find it much easier with like my female friends to find that same level of emotional maturity than with a man.
Sometimes my platonic relationships are fulfilling me so much that I'm like, my friends don't even make me feel like I'm lacking anything or that I need someone right now. Because even when I was in a relationship, I ended up going to my friends most times more to for comfort and for like a shoulder to cry on, which I don't know what that says.
Like, oh, this is my father used to tell me this. Like,
it says a lot.
I think that's
I think we've resolved your last relationship there. Case closed. No, but I agree with what you're saying, and I think that's why a lot of people are choosing to remain single. It's one of the reasons why a lot of people are choosing to remain single. It's easier, and we're finding a lot of connection and a lot of love from our from our friendships.
I think, was it with you or with you we were speaking before we started filming about how single life is amazing, and I'm really happy being and falling in love with myself in a way and making myself my own best friend. But I feel like in a relationship, you do get triggered and you grow emotionally more.
But I think you can develop only in case when you communicate. The person, you can stay in your fantasy how much you want, but real life is it's a communication.
I really believe that there is a level of growth that cannot be unlocked until, and healing, not just growth and healing, that cannot be unlocked until you are in a relationship. Because
so this is why I'm like, I want my 20s to be, I want to be single and explore and be free. But if I know that I will grow emotionally and like, I feel like the person will be a mirror to what you're not dealing with, or like your shadows that you tend to ignore or that don't come out with your friends, for example, then isn't that like a speed up the process of like learning more about yourself if you have someone else to like, listen, are you seeing this about yourself? Or are you noticing that you handled this this way? And sometimes with friends, it happens and they call you out. But in a relationship, I feel like they're more there.
Get more comfortable with the person. Hey, there's a level of intimacy that is like, it's not found in a platonic relationship. I mean, let's be honest.
It's very deep, and I've been through this a lot, and I really have, like all of us have felt that I've grown so much and healed very, very quickly in partnership. But to go back to what you were saying, it's a real mirror for me. So friends can call you out and you can have arguments and everything, but I feel like a relationship is a real mirror of who you are, and it's, you can't escape it. It's really reflecting back, you know, anything that you're going through or you haven't yet dealt with. But to go back to all of that, before we're joking about men needing therapy, I think women are
joking. I was not joking.
I mean, guys, women need the same amount of therapy as
women
men.
Do and I was going therapy, to go back to this. Women are very, very open. Women are open to it. And we're very easy to convince, you know, if our partner said, maybe you would benefit from this, we would go. But men aren't as from my experience,
from my experience too,
all my female friends have said the same thing, that when we talk and we discuss, you know, the woman can seek help and she wants to grow and she wants to change and get better, but the man struggles to accept that maybe he can also benefit from this and maybe he can also improve. And that's where I think there's a bit of a, you
and
know,
they see it as a threat as well,
mm-hmm.
like to their own independence. Like if you tell a man, like, listen, I think you would benefit from going to therapy.
Yeah.
They're going to tell you, you're trying to control me.
Yeah. Or they revert it back as like, you're trying to tell them there's something wrong with them. And it's a very backwards way of looking at therapy. And I think in 2025, we really need to just, you know, leave it in the past and move on. You know, everyone should be in therapy. It's like going to your doctor, you know, for your healthy checkup.
Do you guys think that, like, in order to find out what you want from a partner, you need to be actively dating? Or do you feel like, is dating helpful?
I've never actively dated. So
what does it mean, actively dating?
Like going on different dates and meeting different people and scheduling. Like, do you think that is important to do while you're single? Because right now I'm always like, no, I don't want to date. I don't want to meet people right now because I don't feel like I'm ready for a relationship. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm like, am I closing myself off a bit too much?
I will repeat this. 2016.
Oh, yeah.
I think whatever is the strongest for you. Like, the first thing you mentioned was like, no, I don't feel like dating.
Yeah, I don't feel like
so it's... if you don't feel like dating, just don't.
Yeah,
I feel it's a loop.
And I want to lead us straight into this next part, pressure. So we're touching up on it a bit. Like, who pressures us to be in relationships? Like, where does that come from? And where does that stigma to be in a relationship come from? Like, who tells you that you are less of an individual just because we're not in a relationship?
I don't feel pressured, to be honest. I don't think I have anyone.
I had it for a long time from my family.
Yeah, family, I would say, is a common one, I think.
Yeah, I mean, like in East Europe especially, it's like you're not a complete woman if you don't have a man. It's like it will not say to you in your face directly, but my father used to tell me something like, till I stop them, till I start therapy and everything. And I was like, don't fucking tell me. But anyway, he would tell me something like, who are you going to cry in the shoulder? Like, in which shoulder are you going to cry?
My friends.
And I'm like,
I cry on my own shoulder.
I'm like, I pillow works well, you know? Just like or like this meme when you're 30 plus and you're like crying. And you're just like falling asleep because you're too tired to struggle. But like,
my pillow.
Tired to struggle. I love that.
Oh my God.
That's a good one. I'm
I'm like, I need to call. Sorry.
It's exactly this. Yeah.
So I don't know. So this kind of stuff. Or my mom, she used to ask me something like, I don't know, who are you dating for or something? You know, they were like kind of, as if they were like exploring their own needs in me, as if I needed to like satisfy their own needs. My mom, she was lucky, I guess.
Am I going to become a grandma?
No, my mom. My mom, she was like, no, you don't need kids, whatever, forget about it. Mom, she would be more like, enjoy, have fun, have a lot of sex and like, well, rock and roll. Like, and cool, I was cool, like, mom, mother. I don't have anyone for 2 years. And she's like, oh, it's like, as if it's so, it's, you see, my mom's a bit reversed. And why is it like, I'm not fucking having fun? And I'm like, because I'm working, I'm studying, and I'm actually don't want to have like just have shag around, you know, like it's,
I told my mom that I'm liking girls, and the first thing she told me, she's like, oh, fuck, you can't get pregnant. So, and I'm like, yeah, I can't get pregnant, ma, so that's out of your head, I guess.
You put pressure her mind off. At rest.
She's like, oh, finally, yes.
That's the best reaction. I think maybe you haven't felt it a little, or maybe you felt it a little less than maybe us, just because we're slightly older. Maybe it is something that
comes
a bit with age. Like when I was younger, no one really cared, you know. A lot of my friends were single as well, and we just, you know, were happy to be single. And that being said, I haven't been single for a very long time. And I've had long relationships in my 20s, but like I said, one of them was a long distance relationship. So you do spend still a lot of time on your own. Mm-hmm. I think that pressure is a bit internal now, has been internalized now, because of so much that we've seen, you know, even mm-hmm. Disney movies have like set women up to find the one and settle down quickly, you know. But also I think the main pressure in Malta especially is from our families, of course. Mm-hmm. We're closer to our families than foreigners because we live so close. I know for myself, my grandma would like to see some children at some point, like all of us. So there is that pressure, but my friends, even the one, I have a lot of single friends, so that helps. But my friends who are in relationships, they're quite good with, you know, not putting pressure on. But mm-hmm. there is that unsaid pressure, yes, of constantly, always turning up to weddings alone. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, just one example in Malta that always hits.
I shoot weddings. I shoot them, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like... Yeah, is it normal that the photographer are crying? keep it going. Love exists.
Yeah.
I swear all the time. I swear when men are crying, I swear. So imagine the couple is like kind of 2 meter tall guy, Scottish, in all in skirts, and the girl is like this 160. She's entering, he's turning, she's like, and I'm like,
so her trigger is the men crying.
Oh, yes, for sure. I'm like, he loves her so much.
How sweet.
It's so sweet. They're reading this, like, shaking.
When a month after I broke up with my ex, I had booked my very solo trip to Venice. And Venice is a very, like, romantic destination. And I saw so many couples. And it was, yeah, I'd be like, and I'd cry. But it was the most fun I ever had. Like, I remember just... genuinely laughing, being at a restaurant alone, not knowing where the fuck I am. I'm alone. I was so happy. And I'm like, I had like a weight off my shoulders. I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm in a foreign country and I'm alone and I'm so free. And I'm like, oh, like, thank fuck we broke up.
But that's what we were talking about before, yeah. You know, like that's your own joy that you were creating.
Mm, exactly.
And it's always such a sign when you feel that's right after a relationship or even later and you feel like I'm laughing on my own. You know,
yeah,
and you're having the best time and you're completely alone. And it's just a sign that you want to share that, what you are providing for yourself with someone. And that's all we want, really, to share.
Yeah. I do want to share my life with someone.
With someone,
that's
yeah.
What I mean about, like, once you're getting like a witness of this happiness, what you already have, that would make you even more fulfilled in a way. I believe that, like, we can, like, once you share it, you're like, you're bouncing it back and you like, this is what is actually make you even more elevated, mm-hmm. let's say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. Like, I went last year in the hub, like for diving, and I didn't cook even once. I was like eating in like, there was super cheap, like, come on, it's Egypt. And like, I was like,
nice.
Guys, please relax. Yeah. I'm self-employed, by the way. Like, and I was eating there. Like, I was like, so proud of myself. I was like having so much fun, and like it was like such a proud moment of me, like, finally I'm at this point when I can take care of myself. Because I swear, a long time I was having a dream, like, to find, like, not a dream, but I would still have this fantasy of, like, you know, to find, like, not like a sugar daddy or something, but I wanted someone to bring me to some kind of like ski resort or something like this. And now I'm like, yeah, I can bring them myself.
Exactly.
I think it's also important, like, going on the flip side, like, of still being able to do things alone when you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, my last two solo trips, I didn't go because I had no one to go with. I went because I wanted to go alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I still go to brunch alone. I still go to lunch alone just because I like my own company.
I love taking myself out.
That's what I mean. But like, once you like meeting someone, it doesn't mean that you change completely, you know? Like, I think, like, once you like manage to keep this balance, like, once you manage to like take yourself out or like keep the routine as it is, not changing completely your life for someone, I think only in this way it will work out. Because like before that, I was always like changing myself
according to
someone. Like, and I think it's normal as well. Like, when you meet someone, you're in love and you want to spend with this person. But like, I still think that at some point you need to come back to your routine, at least partly, because otherwise you're losing yourself. And like, once you lose once you lost it, after that, it's really
hard to get it back.
Yeah.
It's hard. And going back to the pressures that we were talking about before, I think if I had to kind of talk about it personally, like, for me, festivities really affect me. Like, if it's like a normal random day in January, like, I'm probably fine. with the fact that I'm single. It's still something that I'm adjusting to because I haven't been single for a long time. But then, for example, Christmas. I found Christmas, like the last one, very hard. It was my first one, like single, in quite a while. And like, it's the time when pressures from society to like be really happy and have all these amazing events and friends and taking all these photos and like you're happy, like that's already put, like it already puts a lot of pressure on you. But then also you're going through a breakup and like you're watching people getting engaged on social media. Like even now that Valentine's Day is approaching, I'm not and,
like overrated.
Drum roll, the eyes rolling.
In Finland, in Finland, Valentine's Day is just friendship day. Like it isn't. Obviously, if you're in a relationship,
maybe
you're like,
we should celebrate it like that this year. Then
yes, it's like in Finland, that's what it is.
My just best friend day. And I have always celebrated that's Valentine's
Day. Do you feel
either.
The pressure? That's
even
what I'm
in relationship.
Like if it's Valentine's Day and you're watching like all of these girls like in a happy relationship and they're like either they're getting proposed to or they're like getting all these like nice bouquets of flowers and stuff. Like, does it ever at some point make you feel like, is there something like wrong with me that I'm not getting this?
No,
because
I don't.
Low-key, it does a bit.
But for me, I mean, it will does anyway, because we always compare us. When we see something different, we compare to this picture. So the key is mute all stories. Don't watch the stories.
Don't go on Instagram.
Celebrate it
Don't
with
go
your
outside.
Friends.
One time.
I mean, celebrate with your friends, watch nice movies, and like stop comparing yourself with delusional bullshit.
That's the advice. To you. So we feel it. Do you feel it?
I'm going to be honest.
For sure.
These kind of things I've never felt. Like this, on this day, or like the festivity thing. I don't really feel it in that way. What I have felt over time, that it's changed. So up until a few months ago, I've never really felt that, you know, normal society pressure, like everyone's getting married, everyone's having a baby, like all my friends are, you know, I'm 30, so they're going through it right now. I have never felt that pressure. And in the last few months, I've started to feel not even a pressure from the outside, but from like an internal pressure where I know that having a partner, a life partner that I, you know, that is can really expand me and make me a better person. That's always what I wanted. And now suddenly I'm like, you know what? It's like, not I'm running out of time, but there is that internal pressure that I really want this. I want to make this happen. And like I was telling you before, I've never wanted children growing up. And suddenly my brain is thinking about it much more. But for me, I don't know about everyone else, having kids, like my own kids and or adopting is such a sacred path,
sure.
And you know it has to completely take my energy and my time. That is just such a big thing for me that now suddenly, you know, the pressure, if you can call it that, is coming in, and it's on my mind much more than it was before. More than pressure.
And don't get me wrong, I still don't know if I want to get married. I'll just make that clear. But when I see it, a part of me is still a bit like, it's just, I guess it's nice to see it happen.
I don't know. I see so many married men cheating on their wives and like hitting on them.
But I mean, like we cannot go.
We can't generalize.
We need to keep
the hope. We need to keep the hope. Let's keep the hope. No, it's
because
true.
Because I think it's a generalization. We cannot fall for this. Like,
yes, it's
true. Because we always talk about the men doing this.
Yeah.
I've seen also the women doing this.
And I can be a bitch, though. Like, my tongue in a relationship is quite.
What I was saying, like, if you're talking about like equality, it works both ways. We need to see both sides. It's
It goes both ways. I think what we've all felt is that it happens more often to the women.
I think it's more often,
you know,
because it's more like statistics shows that it's happened equally.
Okay.
Women don't show this because physically
maybe
we are
smarter
more weak.
In a way
no,
to keep
physically
it.
We are weaker, and physically even unconsciously we're more afraid to get like hurt by men or something like this. Like, so in couple, or even like all these statistics, they might be wrong because like no one will tell you truth. So it's like it's more stigmatized, this thing. So
now that we're imagining, okay, maybe getting married, what about the things that you can't do if you're in a relationship? So you're an ambitious woman, especially you and you. You have a big focus on traveling, on your career. Like, do you think that you still could like lead that life if you were in a relationship?
I mean, I'm going to go back to what you said earlier, how you're self-employed, you know, and your hours are crazy and you're looking for the 9-to-5 guy. I'm the opposite. You know, I want someone who can come on the adventures with me.
Yeah,
and
me
it's,
too.
It's so rare
it's
because
quite a requirement.
It's quite a requirement.
Yeah.
It's going to be very rare to find someone who can, you know, drop everything constantly and go off. But for me, my fantasy world, ideal world is that I meet someone in the industry who is doing something very similar to me and we can, you know, help each other grow in that way. But I live in a unicorn.
No, I mean, I do believe that we need to try to find
the hope. Yeah, keep the hope.
We need to dream and like live in our perfect world and try to match it somehow with reality, even though it's very rare to happen. But anyway, so why we started about this 9-to-5? Because most of the time before therapy and everything, I was looking for someone who would be like this kind of freelancer full of tattoos and all this like kind of freediver playing music perfectly.
Here comes the checklist.
Musicians are just like my weak points. Now after all this, I'm like, oh, so we actually ended up in a freelance and in art industry, not without a reason. Maybe because we were also a bit like... So I was like, okay, let's try to shift it. Let's try to change the focus.
She changed strategy.
Yeah.
We need to change the strategy. Strategize, implement.
Obviously. Yeah.
Divide and conquer.
There should be different... Obviously, this is how I ended up here. Like, if not my strategies, I would die somewhere in like my
applying.
Small village. Like, I would be already with like 5 kids, like... With the carpet on the wall.
Our minds think very similarly because we're applying anything that we apply to business
obviously,
to our love life and we're like, it's gonna work because it applies in our business.
No.
It worked.
But do you know that like we actually built relationship in the same way with anything, with money, with friends, with your partner. So you cannot avoid it. You do it unconsciously, like the same, like if,
like
you, if you don't trust, yeah, like,
of, yeah,
if
I
you
agree.
Don't trust to anyone, you don't trust anyone. You don't trust that you will, you don't trust yourself first of all, and you don't trust that you will earn enough money, you don't trust that you will manage or something like this. So it's like
it comes back
all the time the same way as so
being open as well, as hard as it may sound at the beginning of like trying to build something new with someone, there has to be a level of openness, a level of vulnerability that you know, sometimes our past experiences are definitely gonna get in the way of that because we're like, we're happy single.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to actually give that up. And I've experienced this. Like when I spent like 2 years in my early 20s, completely single. I wasn't even dating.
Mm-hmm.
They were the best 2 years of my life. And Trudy and I were discussing a lot before this conversation. And she said the same thing. She told me my best years all my life were always when I was single.
I vouch for that as well.
I can agree.
Yeah. And I sometimes felt like when I was in a relationship, and sleeping next to my ex, I felt so lonely, more than sleeping alone now. So I'm like, what was, like, how could you feel lonely when you're sleeping next to someone? And now I sleep alone sometimes and it's fucking amazing. Like, I sleep like a starfish. I wake up feeling nice. Like, so
take all the covers.
Exactly. All the pillows, man. Don't have a man to
all
like
toys.
Fuck my mood in the morning or toys. Yeah.
Sorry, did I say it a lot?
It's my charger, man. Saying,
Like I saw
the turn the tangent.
So it's like I saw one meme or something like when it's dangerous to jump on the bed of a single person that like you can hit yourself with something.
Yeah, with something.
Oh, well, yeah, this is true. What can we do?
I need to get some more toys to be fair. So
it's a bit difficult with suppliers and multi-sync.
Yeah, very
like,
difficult.
Honestly,
I'm like,
are we like in the medieval or something?
I've been getting soft toys recently, honestly. I know it might sound...
I have soft
what
toys.
What do you mean?
No, like
for your sales. I thought you said, oh my goodness, I just went straight
just
to
like
the creep.
Yeah, yeah, just like this kind of
I went straight to the creep. I was like, they're gifting her soft toys to win her attention.
Oh, no.
That's
no,
what
no.
I understood.
No.
Like
after my breakup, I was like a few weeks or a month in, I was like really struggling with like sense of deep loneliness. And there are these new soft toys on the market. I can't believe I'm saying this on
then we're gonna have to
open.
They can cut.
No. There are these new soft toys on the market. They're called Squishmallows. They feel
no,
really
they're
amazing
so
when
nice.
You hug them.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
And I bought one for my sister for her birthday, even though my sister is also in her 20s. But I don't know why cuddling a soft toy had to stop it when we were young. Like, yeah. It feels amazing to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually one of the ways that I supported myself on my healing journey. I went out and I bought myself a soft toy.
There's a lot of scientific proof with hugging your pillow at night.
Yeah, and there's
how,
also
like,
these like weighted,
comforting yes. it is. Like, these makes sense.
Yeah. Around the neck weighted soft toys that feel, they're very good for like anxiety oh, yeah. as
honestly,
well.
Honestly, guys, I feel myself so bad right now. Like all the time you were saying, I'm like, are we talking about dildos right now? I'm
just
like,
no, I'm just was. Like, I was speaking I was about like, them, but then it was the soft was. Toys. Well, and then I'm like,
I diverted.
Are we actually?
Yeah.
Are you? Are we? I didn't
We're talking about toys.
Soft toys. Talking about soft toys on a single podcast. I'm like, I was expecting something different.
I love how quickly you diverted and you caught like, up on it. I did not.
Sorry.
Catch up on that.
So this sense of empowerment, do you feel it being single? Do you feel empowered?
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately, or I don't know, fortunately, I should say fortunately.
Fortunately,
I feel it.
Yeah, because it's
I
not
feel
a,
it a lot. Mm-hmm.
It's not easy to feel empowered. Like when, what you mentioned before about all of your friends, like actually being like married and they're going through it and stuff. The majority of my friends right now, like the absolute majority, they're all in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came out of my relationship and all of my friends were in a relationship, except for her. Obviously.
Sorry. Yeah.
I felt like I couldn't connect with them sometimes on the level that I could connect with someone who's single.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you can relate to this in any way. Like, do you feel that you tend to gravitate more towards people who are single?
I think from my group of friends, yes, because a lot of us are not only single right now, but have recently been single or, you know, they're dating. But I think we gravitate also to a certain type of woman. And again, we're not, you know, on a high chair here looking down on anyone, not at all. But I think when a woman really knows her worth, it really shows in her character and we kind of merge together, and that's how obviously groups are formed, and that's the whole nature of how friends come to be. And I think for me, my circle is very much like that in terms of if we are not being expanded or if someone is taking away from what we can give to ourselves, then we kind of drift away from a partnership. So I guess, yes, I do gravitate
towards...
That comes
with knowing your worth and knowing what you want in a relationship and what you don't want in a relationship, which I believe is very valuable and hard work, which takes a lot of time and takes a lot of experiences and takes a lot of mistakes.
And going back to what you said and what you said, I mean, we only know now what we want in a partner so well. Like now I have an exact idea of what I want because we've been through it. You know, we've had long, serious relationships where we know, okay, this was super successful. This is exactly what I want. But this, unfortunately not. And it's not like we're looking for the perfect person because we will have our own faults here at the table. But, you know, there's only so much you can have on the cons list.
That's what I mean, like about this, as you said, like strategy, you're building the strategy, you try it out. If it doesn't work, you try it differently. It's like business plan. Yeah, like you're self-employed because you have to try different things, otherwise it will never work.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I agree. I have a very I think we have very similar minds, so I can very I can relate to
and
that
that's why it's also important not to date out of loneliness, huh? Because that's just going to get you in situations where you abandon this kind of like checklist standard that we've been kind of touching up on, because your desire to settle and your desire to be someone becomes outweighed by whether that person is actually good for you.
Yeah.
So again, we go back to how important it is to actually be comfortable with being single, and that has nothing to do with the amount of success that you have in your career, but how happy are you actually living your life, supporting yourself and giving yourself that love?
Can I go back to what we said in the beginning? Because you just touched on success.
Mm-hmm.
And we mentioned in the beginning not on the show, but when I met you, you know, we all have a different concept in our heads of what we define as success. And that's what really drives our career. And maybe for a lot of people, especially in Malta, success is really seen as, you know, having that partner and getting married and having a nice wedding photo and settling down, having a baby and then the next baby and then maybe the next. But for me, growing up as an athlete, my idea of success has always been my sport, my studies, you know, like I did all of that when I was young. So my idea of a relationship was not connected to success. So this idea of what you're speaking about now of dating out of loneliness, I think I outgrew when I was 18 because it doesn't make sense. Why would I put myself through that if it's not making me happier? On paper, like my brain is a very logical brain. If something doesn't make sense, then it's not going to want it.
Find it easy to like uproot.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, it means that you're lucky that you were able to think in this way, like very young, because we all have different passes. And like, I believe that it all brought us to different relationship decisions, etc. So like, I think it's great when you have the opportunity to say something like this about your 18s. I would never go back to my 18s. It was just like, no money, no confidence, nothing. Just like just random meetings, weird people. I don't know anything about myself. So I was like learning everything just by touching wrong things, like hot potato. And like only by now I kind of created like a different business plan. Before I still like had this like weird imagination that like
trial and error.
In my head, it was like a good relationship was like you have a similar taste of music, you do the same hobbies, and you're just enjoying having fun. You know, the rest of the life, no. Once the problem comes up, it's always was cracking, obviously, because like if you have this logic, you know, and you're matching with someone just on this part, so I mean, I'm saying that we're all different, and I do believe that the key is always try to explore yourself. Again, we're coming back to learn how to be with yourself alone. And after that, you know, when I just started my therapist once asked me like, from where the couple starts, like how do you think? And I told her like, no, like when you meet another person, obviously. And she's like, no, the couple starts from you, like when you're alone. Like this is like when the couple starts.
And you're after, setting the framework.
Yeah, like, in a way that like before that, because once you're growing up, you're like together with your parents, with your family. And if you're just like meeting someone else, it's just like you're bringing your family in it as well. And just like here, all heal is like all expectations, all like projecting whatever. I'm not a therapist, but like you get the point. And after that, I think the most important is like kind of separate yourself from your family, understand who you are, what are you bringing into it, what you can put on the table by yourself. And after you can invite someone else like for a dinner, you know, so it just like... So you can pay as well, like 50-50. No? Obviously. No, because I mean, like before, no money. How can I pay? Like, obviously, I was depending on someone.
Yeah, but it's really nice to look back on it like that, because for me, I like to see it. I can really see my own mental state from when I was younger to now, just by looking at the person that I was with in the time, in the moment. If you go back on the timeline and you see where you started at 16, 18, you can really see what mental state
you were in. Was it even a start? Just like, oh, I think it was like minus two. Like, I get to the start only now. I think it's just like, Jesus Christ.
It's just so funny looking back and
Funny and always cringe.
Mm-hmm.
Two more questions before we begin to close off a bit, because I think the conversation has taken a soft close by itself as well. What's the most valuable lesson you've learned from being single, whether it's a choice or something that you're embracing?
I think it's both. It's a bit of both. I think as we were saying in the beginning, for a lot of us here, it is a choice. Mm-hmm. You know, if we really wanted to be with someone, we would be.
Can just go to my message requests on Instagram.
We would be. But it's a bit of both.
Oh. Be a wife in a week if I wanted to. You know, miss.
I think it is a bit of both, because a part of me, this is always like a dilemma in my own head that I'm choosing it, but I'm also embracing it in a way where I'm really enjoying being able to do so much with my time. Like you said before, career-wise, I mean, honestly, I couldn't keep up with the level of work that I have right now and date. I can't even meet someone on a random app right now. I'm so busy. So it is really allowing me to continue to grow and enhance my business. Like I'm traveling so much for work, for my retreats right now. So it is really hard to build something with someone. But at the same time, I'm always open to it, you know. But, and like we were saying before, I struggle to connect. But once I do, then all my doors are open. I'm very much like that.
I want to catch on this line about like, I'm kind of open, the same. I just recently started university and I feel like I'm having like full-time work and also full-time uni. And I'm like, I don't know, I still like, I think I'm constantly hoping to meet someone. I carry it in my heart. And I feel like before I was like, oh, Olga, why you're so like silly, naive, blah, blah, blah. But now I'm like, what's wrong with this hope to be with someone. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be also on the side when I'm like, no, I don't need anyone because I'm independent. I know it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have to prove it to anyone anymore. Mm-hmm. To myself, first of all, I know it and I'm pretty sure in it. And I like to go by myself, also traveling, whatever. But I don't know. I feel like I'm also open. But again, once I started university, I'm like, I don't know how to fit it. And I'm pretty sure if I were in a relationship, I most probably wouldn't manage. And or like I don't know how I can find someone who would be able to accept such a little time which I can give. Mm-hmm. Now.
So can I just ask, so is there that pressure now, that reverse pressure to feel like all women have to be happy alone, and like you were saying before.
In some ways, yes.
To be honest, you know, I think reverse.
Because she just said she fought herself in like accepting that feeling of, no, I actually want someone, you know?
But this is the point. I feel like, especially nowadays, like this Instagrammable trends, whatever, they're pushing you into this like self-healing journey. Blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, Jesus Christ, but that's obvious.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong to want a relationship. I feel like now it's not fashionable to be not gay and to want to be married. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm like kind of lesbian. I'm like, I'm a white person who wants to get married. And I'm not bisexual even. I'm sorry for that, guys. I'm like, my confession, guilty. Just like, you know?
What were you about to say?
I said, I think the valuable lesson I received like from being single is that although I love being alone, I found that I should still allow myself to be open for love, even if it's simply with my friends, because I feel like I tend to isolate myself because I have this like betrayal wound. So I'm like, if I just keep to myself, no one will betray me. But then I'm like keeping away from the possibility of building like good friendships and learning how to trust myself. I think that's something that I learned a lot from being alone, because I tried going out and making new friends and tried to make some stick. And I always was a bit like, this doesn't really click to me. And I tried to make it click because I really wanted to like go out alone and stuff. And I have so many people on Instagram are like, oh, how do you find the confidence of like going to parties alone? Firstly, if you knew the story of how I ended up even just pushing myself to go alone. And second, it was through doing things alone. Like that's the only way I got the confidence of showing up to a party and being alone. So I think being single has taught me how to trust my instincts a bit more with people, with places, with experiences I should follow and not, because there's no one else that's telling me like what I should be doing or guiding me, or you know, it's just I'm on my own.
Yeah, I think there should be just like, there should be always a choice. If you want to be with someone, you can want it as well. There is nothing wrong. It doesn't make you less strong.
That's a good point to touch on.
Exactly.
That's fear.
If you want to be kind with someone, if you want to be caring, you want to be mother sometimes, you want to be mothered sometimes, you know.
Yeah. The ability to stay soft no matter what happens and to stay vulnerable.
That's what I mean about, for me, being strong, because it's actually like keep remaining more or less optimistic and try to be like kind and open. Mm-hmm. I think this is like what makes you actually strong, mm-hmm. considering all toughness of life sometimes.
Yeah. And like, because it's so easy to just close off and like,
oh yeah,
you can't trust anyone.
This is the thing.
It's actually hard to remain soft. So.
Yeah, that is the hard thing and the strong thing, to remain open and soft and vulnerable and to allow open connections to come to you. That's a hard one.
Yeah. The hardest thing is actually finding people that can support that softness,
mm-hmm.
because there still needs to be a level of protecting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
An open heart all the time, you're just going to get trampled on.
Yeah. It's like, you know,
finding the right people.
That is why you need to create a strategy. 30 minutes coffee. It's enough.
Buy my guide from the link in bio.
It's enough.
This is a great strategy.
30 minutes
coffee.
Just like, okay, have a time. Yes.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
And it's very believable because my schedule is chaos. So very, very believable. Thank you. Thank you.
I should try the speed dating.
Follow me
for more.
You have
30 minutes to... Yeah.
So moving on to our final question, I always like to kind of ask my guests for their words of wisdom. So for women who feel pressured to settle down, what advice would you give them?
Feel pressured to settle down.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me, what comes up straight away, don't settle for less. Instance, I just feel like if you do it too quickly, you might not even know what's out there. You know, mm-hmm. It's trial and error, like what you were saying before. It takes time to figure out what you want, your needs, what works, what doesn't work. Maybe in the beginning for me, had I stayed, I would still be in it. But knowing what I know now, thank God I left, mm-hmm. you know. But had I stayed, I would have never known. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, have the courage to leave if it's not right for you.
This is such a big word, honesty.
Yeah.
I was going to say sometimes disappointing people's expectations of you sets you free. So just don't try and live up to anyone's expectations of you and just fuck them, basically. But not like actually.
From my side, I do think that nowadays we live in an era of big advisors and everyone try to create some kind of perfect picture and trying to fit themselves in some kind of whatever. It's already not even clear what is good, what is bad anymore. Mm-hmm. I do believe that the most important is try to explore yourself. Don't listen too much of advices. Go to the therapy, listen to your instincts, and they will tell you what's right, what's wrong. And just, I don't know, try to be as happy as possible. But by trying different things, by trying to change strategies with the same people mm-hmm. or different people, only by trying you are actually able to understand who you are, what you want, what's mm-hmm. better for you. No one else would be able to tell you what's wrong, what's right, because people don't see how you feel. They will never understand it. Just like be open, try mm-hmm. to be protectful and like just explore yourself. Jesus Christ.
I'd like to add as well, just solo travel, man. Genuinely, I think it's...
With common sense, just like just try different things. And like don't... Mm-hmm. Not in a way it's just jumping from bed to bed. It's not about mm-hmm. this. It's about like different... You can try different things with the same people. Just mm-hmm. like different strategies.
Yeah,
I think one thing mm-hmm. I want to say here is the courage to leave what isn't for you is exactly what will lead you to what is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To know your worth. And... and have fun as well. Mm-hmm. Like, find that sense of fun. Like, give it to yourself. Don't wait for someone to come and make your life fun.
Yeah.
Make your own life fun.
Don't wait for a savior. Be the prince.
Exactly.
Be your own prince on the horse. Like, don't be the horse. Be the prince. Stop carrying all shit on your back. Just like, be the prince. Buy the jewelry.
Yeah, I think all the advice we gave is connected to obviously why we're here. Mm-hmm. You know, like mm-hmm. that's what you wanted, right? The advice in being single, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, a really important one is chasing what that inner child wants and what you know deep down is authentic to you, mm-hmm. not what society is telling you that you should be doing, but what you know deep down is correct for you. And that might be very, very different to anyone else around you. And it's okay.
Yeah.
Ladies, thank you so much for being here today, for sharing your stories and insights. I believe that it's going to be a very valuable show for women out there. And yeah, quite a funny one as well at times. Yeah, I think if there's one takeaway from this discussion is that like being single isn't a limitation. And it's definitely not something to be ashamed of. It's an opportunity to explore and to grow and to thrive. So yeah, let's keep challenging the narrative, celebrating independence and redefining what success means for women everywhere.
Yeah, and I hope that if anyone's watching this episode and they're in a shitty relationship, I hope you break up with your shitty boyfriend.
You know,
I hope we set you free, man.
She's ending on that.
Yeah. I would say, like, don't be single in relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm like, and on that note, let's keep the conversation going because every woman's story matters.
Oh, wow.
Mic drop, bitch.